Welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. Today we're going to read about the tabernacle, God's tent. It's from verses Exodus 35 through 40 and Leviticus chapter 1, 1 through 13, chapter 8, 1 through 13. Thank you again for listening. It seems strange that the Israelites could forget all that God has done for them. God had led them out of Egypt and had done many miracles for them. He had made a dry path through the Red Sea for them to walk on. But after all of the miracles, they wanted to worship idols instead of God. In those times, the people of all the land around them worshiped idols. Those people carried into battle statues of gods made of gold or wood. They would hold them up like flags to frighten their enemies. They believed that putting the statues in their homes and fields would keep them healthy and make their crops grow. The Hebrews had seen their rich and powerful masters in Egypt bow down to idols. They may have thought the idols made an Egyptian people strong. They may have felt that it was too difficult to understand an invisible God and his truth without something that they could see with their eyes and touch with their hands. So God gave Moses a plan for something that would teach his people about him. It was something they could see, but that it was not an idol. God's plan was this. In the middle of the camp of Israel, there would be a place called the House of God. People could come there to worship. They could see it and say that this is the house where God lives among his people. They would know that God was there, even though no statue of him would be put there. All the Hebrews lived in tents so they could move from place to place and get food for their cattle. So their house of worship would also be like a large tent, but it would be made of boards covered with gold. It could be taken down and moved as often as their camp moved. This kind of tent was called a tabernacle. God would live among his people in the tabernacle, and there they could meet God. We know God is a spirit and he is everywhere. He didn't have to stay inside a tabernacle, but God chose to show his presence among his people in a special way. People put beautiful curtains and golden decorations in the tabernacle and all around it. The tabernacle was the size of a big house with two rooms. There was a large open yard all around the tabernacle. The yard was fenced all around with white cloth hanging from metal posts. The yard was big enough so many people could come inside. It was called the court. The court had a great altar made of wood and brass that they could be carried on poles when the people had moved. It did not have a top or a bottom, so it would not be too heavy to move. Their priests offer animals as sacrifices to God for the sins of all of the people. The two rooms inside the tabernacle were called the Holy Place and the Holy of Holies. Only the priests could go into the Holy Place to serve God. The priest lit the 7 gold oil lamps that burned. And with the incense, they prayed to God for all of the people. Also in that room was a table with 12 loaves of bread. On it, it represented an offering of food to the Lord from each of the 12 tribes. That is the descendants of the 12 sons of Israel. The only other furniture in the room was a small golden altar called the Altar of Incense, where sweet-smelling incense was burned. Everything in the holy place was made of gold or covered with gold. Thank you again for listening. After a short break, we will be right back. The inner room of the tabernacle was the Holy of Holies. Only the high priest was allowed to go into the Holy of Holies, and that was only once a year. In that room was one thing, the Ark of the Covenant. The ark was a beautiful gold box with carved angels on top, and it held the stone tablets from the Ten Commandments that God gave Moses. In this room, God lived and showed his glory. Whenever the camp of Israel moved, the priests and their helpers from the tribe of Levi first covered all the furniture of the temple with cloths. They then took down the tabernacle and carried all of the pieces of it. They moved it with lots of care and respect. The 12 tribes marched behind the priests of Levites and carried the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant. The people could not see the Ark of the Covenant because of its cloth wrappings. God did not want them to be tempted to worship any golden thing. But the people knew that God's special presence was with them because they could see the pillar of cloud from the God that floated in front of them as they had marched. When the Hebrews got into their new camping place, the first thing they would do is set up the tabernacle and the court around it with the altar. They traveled and moved with the tabernacle for 40 years.